This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline: bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Jason Sobel, golf writer for the Action Network. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. I'm just, you know, every day you wake up in the golf world and just brace yourself for something ridiculous happening again. So we'll see what happens.
What was your take watching the video of Tiger getting off the plane? I don't want to lead the witness. I'll give you our take after.
Look, it's a very nice shirt. I had the same one back in eighth grade. I thought he was very well dressed. I'm not making fun of Tiger. Come on. I'm sure it's way more expensive than anything in my wardrobe. So, look, it's great that he's getting out there and he's trying to help the guys a little bit. From everything I've heard over the last 6 months or so, Tiger Woods has way more influence on what's going on sort of behind the scenes with the PGA Tour than I think most people realize. I don't think he necessarily wants the credit. I don't think he wants to be front and center. He certainly doesn't want to hold press conferences and speak in front of cameras and microphones, but he definitely wants to have some influence. And certainly we at least heard about that yesterday. We saw him arriving yesterday. We didn't hear and haven't heard yet about what the repercussions of this might be and what happened at that meeting. But I can guarantee you that Tiger Woods' voice was heard by some of the other players.
Jason, is there a fear amongst players that once Tiger Woods officially retires or moves on to the senior tour, whenever that is, that the purses are going to go down dramatically? Because we've seen what, you know, Tiger has, the effect that he's had on the money and the ratings and the purses at tournaments. Or are they in a good place, the PGA Tour, as far as the purses not going down dramatically? When the top meal ticket, Tiger Woods, eventually leaves?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, look, he's essentially semi-retired right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen Tiger play three events this year. None of them have been PGA Tour events. They've all been major championships. And so, I mean, when was the last time he played an actual PGA Tour event? I have to go back and look. It's probably been 2 years. So it's not as if, hey, he's playing 15 events on the PGA Tour schedule right now, actual PGA Tour run tournaments. And so basically he's not out there right now, and I don't think things are going to change. So, no, I don't think the players have to fear for that reason, at least. And, you know, there's the money is becoming a big issue. I'm not sure if you guys heard, there's this other tour going on. They're giving players a lot of money. And so that is becoming a massive issue in the game right now. The PGA Tour, which years ago went from, hey, the money list sort of determines who the best player of the year is, to, hey, we have this points list, and they didn't talk about money for years and years and years. PGA Tour is all of a sudden sending out press releases on how much so-and-so won in the Comcast Business Top 10, and how much this player is going to win in this, and how much purses are going up at certain events over the next season. So they are very cognizant of the fact that they need to get these players some more money if they want to keep all of the best players out there, and they're doing that. So, no, I have no reason to believe once Tiger Woods is, you know, if he ever does officially retire, that the purses are going to go down. In fact, I think we're probably there right now, quite honestly, if we look at what Tiger's been doing.
All right, so what do we know from the meeting yesterday? My understanding was it was 3.5 hours. We know that Tiger's very pro-PGA Tour. He reportedly turned down $800 million And despite what everybody thought, and I think most of us thought this would be a tough thing for maybe Liv to pull off, they're gaining more and more players week after week. If Cam Smith goes, which is we're assuming he is, I mean, it just adds to it. What do we have any idea what their strategy is at this point? Because as a golf fan, I just like golf, so I don't care. I don't resent the Liv thing. I kind of like it. I get a kick out of it, to be honest with you. But it is damaging to the PGA Tour. I think eventually they're going to have to work together, but I know they're desperate not to.
So, okay, first of all, a few things here. I've heard about 5, 6, maybe 7 names that may jump from the PGA Tour to Liv after the playoffs are over in a couple of weeks. And quite honestly, when I look at the names that I've heard, mm-hmm. I almost think it's a win for the PGA Tour. Yes, we've heard some of these names already. You mentioned Cam Smith. Some other names have been rumored. But it's not as big of the names as it could have been. And so I almost look at that as a win. Secondly, I've heard virtually nothing about this meeting so far. So even you say it was 3.5 hours. I hadn't even heard that yet. I did speak with a couple of colleagues last night who are in Wilmington this week, and they hadn't heard or seen anything either. So it seems like, you know, that's going to come out today. There are a lot of press conferences after the Pro-Am, and players are going to speak today, and we'll find out exactly what happened. I know it was being painted on social media as Tiger Woods is coming to save golf. Here he comes. He's going to save the world. That's not exactly what was going on. Tiger wants to be involved, and so he wanted to meet with the players. I can tell you, speaking with players who weren't invited to this meeting was essentially top 20 players in the world, big names. Ricky Fowler was in that car. He was on the flight with Tiger, got into the car with Tiger. He was going to the meeting, even though he was 125th on the FedEx Cup points list and didn't advance to this week's second playoff event. So it's very sort of subjective who was invited to this meeting and who wasn't. I know some of the players feel like they were left out a little bit and feel like they aren't being represented when you've got the guys in the room that are only the top players in the world, the Rorys and the Schefflers, the Rahms and the Justin Thomases and Jordan Spieths. Who's going to have a voice for the player who's middle of the pack, journeyman, who's out there saying, hey, what about me? It's not just about the big guns who are making money. So I know not everybody's quite happy about what was going on yesterday.
But what is their strategy? What can they do? We saw Davis Love last week say one possibility is that the players could boycott the majors and say, if you're going to let the Liv guys come in, we'll get all the PGA Tour guys to say we're not going to play it. And then I know guys like Hank Haney say that's preposterous, that no guy's going to turn down his opportunity to play at Augusta because Kevin Na, like I think maybe even you said, got an invite.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance that's happening. I don't even believe that Davis Love was speaking about that as a strategy. I think Davis Love is like, I don't know, we could do something like, and he's kind of
grasping
straws there. He's like, we could boycott majors. And it just kind of came to him and he threw it out there. That's not a thing that's happening. I don't want people to think that there was a meeting yesterday in which Tiger Woods sits down in front of the top 20 in the world and says, hey guys, none of us are going to Augusta next year. We're going to show them. That's not what's going on right now. So I don't want people to think that's even up for debate. What they're probably talking about, what they should be talking about, what I'd love for them to be talking about is a stipend for PGA Tour players. And yeah, you can figure out however you'd like. My co-host Michael Collins and I on PGA Tour Radio yesterday kind of went back and forth. He had some ideas. I had some ideas. He said, hey, they should pay for players travel, you know, in every other sport. If you play for the Commanders, you're going to week one. Guess what? You're not paying for Delta to fly you to wherever you're going. There's a team plane. And so why do players have to pay their own way and stay in hotels they book themselves? And I said, that's fine. You know, I looked at it more as a for every event you play in, you get X amount, whether it's $10,000, $25,000, whatever it is. But I would think the players have seen that the PGA Tour all of a sudden can go find some money, and that's something that I know the players aren't that happy about. The fact that the PGA Tour went from, hey, our purses are a total of X, and that's what they are, that's what they've been for a while, and all of a sudden Liv comes in, Liv is paying players 10 times more than they were making before, And PGA Tour says, oh, look, we found millions of dollars that we're going to give to you guys in purses. Yeah, we've been working on it for a while. It just doesn't sound quite right considering the current climate. So if they know there's some money out there, my guess is maybe that's one of the things on the table. Hey, let's get some guaranteed money on the PGA Tour. We are athletes. We've made the tour. Let's make sure that, you know, we're getting what we're worth here. And so I think little things like that are part of this. Maybe they're talking about the schedule and, you know, how they want maybe a more condensed schedule and how can we figure this out. Maybe they're talking about, hey, how can we work together with LIV? Maybe they're talking about, hey, you know, how can we have a schedule where we play for 6 months out of the year, they play for 4 months out of the year, they're not intertwined, and maybe we can go back and forth between the two. Maybe that's on the table. I have no idea right now.
That would require, I know we got to go to break here shortly, but that would require cutting tournaments though, right? The tour's not going to do that.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
But again, and I tell fans this all the time, and fans say, look, 49 events, PGA Tour season is too long. This is what we want. We want to think about how much we're looking forward to football right now. Hey, we missed football. We haven't had it in 7 or 8 months. And the PGA Tour, yeah, that would be great for fans. I tell fans all the time, though, you are not on top of that pecking order. It's sponsors. It's TV rights holders. It's the players themselves. Look, if the fans love the product, they're more than happy to have you watch on a weekly basis and enjoy the product, but you're just not on top of that pecking order. And so they have other obligations to think of first, other priorities to think of before they get to the fans.
Jason, good stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. We didn't even get to the Patrick Reed lawsuit.
I know.
We got to get you on again. We're quickly, in 30 seconds or less, is it completely frivolous and outrageous?
Yes, completely frivolous. For those who haven't heard, he's suing Brandel Chamblee for $750 million because he defamed him, quote-unquote. Think of the precedent, though, guys. If Patrick Reed wins this lawsuit, he's not going to win. If he wins the lawsuit, think about how many athletes can then go sue analysts who have said bad things about him on TV. I'm worried about it myself. I'm sure you guys are, too.
Kwame Brown's going to sue me. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
It's as if he listened to me in the first segment. Right. Totally agree with him on the ridiculous lawsuit from Patrick Reed. All right, that's Jason Sobel, golf writer for the Action Network. Coming up next, Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin went in on Carson Wentz, and you won't believe what they said.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.